There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more, so when they needed us, we could fight the battles that they never could. Those people are me and Mr. Gary Bailey, and that battle is trying to discuss the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Infinity War, and trying to maintain our excitement for it. Gary, how are you doing?
I'm taken aback by the epic intro, I'll be honest.
Yeah, man, gotta make it epic. It's an epic movie experience.
Yeah,
that I'm sure you are just dying to watch.
God, I'm so excited now. Now that I've got my tickets, it's yes. Kind of it's made it real, and
it feels real, doesn't it? And like it's 10 years in the making, which is bonkers, but like they've gone about it the right way. They've staged it. They've given us little bits at a time. Obviously, with at the end of Iron Man, you've got the announcement about the Avengers, like post credit scene with Nick Fury, and that it all kind of stemmed from there. And when they actually went down that route and actually made the Avengers, it was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, that kind of solidified the kind of like the current superhero like sort of genre, I suppose.
Absolutely,
we've always had, you know, just little superhero films here and there, some more successful than others, but when the sort of the Marvel universe began and when the Avengers came along and they started bringing together these massive names, it started something special. And
absolutely, and we'll start just with a little kind of, not with a background to the MCU, because I'm assuming most people won't be listening unless they knew what had happened. And we will be talking spoilers about the previous films in part. But again, if you haven't seen them, what are you doing? Go and watch them, then get ready for the Infinity War. You've only got like 2 days to do it. So we thought we'd do a little list of our favourite MCU films in order. So don't expect us to be sitting here discussing each film in detail for the next 4 hours, because I think that would be unfair to you guys. But me and Gary just wanted to show you like what we think of the MCU so far, and kind of how it shaped what we're going to be talking about in more detail in a bit. So I've got a list of 18. Gary's got a list of 18. I reckon we just go from 18 to 1. And I'm kind of, I mean, for me personally, It was pretty easy until I got to about 11, and I was like, oh my god, these are all great films, and I don't think any of them are particularly poor, except the last kind of few on the list, which we'll get to. But Gary, what have you got last?
Right, my last one is Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2, yep. And why is that?
It was just weak. You know, I think it came out, the first Iron Man was so good. Yeah. And then the second one came along and it was just, I don't know, it didn't resonate at all.
Yeah, it was, no, that's fair.
Again, though, it's not a bad film. I think that's kind of the great thing about these Marvel films, is that even its worst film is still very good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, it's Thor 2, The Dark World.
Oh, okay.
Because it just did nothing for me. And again, for me, Thor, I really enjoyed Thor. Yeah. And 2 was just such a kind of letdown, and it didn't really do anything for me for the series, and it was just one of those that just kind of, I never think about when I think of the MCU, it just kind of falls into like the bottom of the rung of the ladder of greatness. Yeah. So that's fair. I mean, Iron Man 2 is not far away for me. Well, what have you got next?
Ant-Man is next.
What? Really?
Yeah. I really enjoyed it, but I don't know, it kind of didn't feel like a Marvel film.
Yeah.
You know, when they brought him back in Civil War, I thought he was great. But I don't know, as much as I enjoyed the film, it just didn't do enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good character. I mean, I've got it a bit later. I think he wasn't a typical Marvel character, but that I kind of liked it, and I kind of appreciated the humor in it, and it was something different, and it kind of came at a time for me where the films were getting a bit not samey, but just the kind of same formula. Yeah. And with Guardians and Ant-Man, I feel it mixed a bit up, but no, that's fair enough. I've got the Incredible Hulk at 17.
Oh, okay.
Just because it felt like they made that before they had the grand, well, not before they had the grand plan, but because there is obviously the post credits with Tony Stark, isn't there? But I don't think it realised how big it was going to be, and Edward Norton wasn't as believable as obviously Mark Ruffalo, but it was a different character at that time, and now the Hulk's completely evolved as a character.
Yeah.
It just never kind of fitted right for me in the series.
Yeah, it's hard to think of it as. I mean, like I really enjoyed it. Again, it's a little bit further up my list, but it's it doesn't kind of fit. You know, although they used a bit of footage in the first Avengers film, didn't they? When it was kind of Tony Stark was looking at the videos. It was kind of just almost like they hadn't thought this is the Hulk we want. You know, eventually settled with Mark Ruffalo. Well, that sounds like they just went, oh, he's all right, we'll settle for him. But no, like they got him, and he's, you know, Eric Banner was a decent Hulk as well. Ed Norton, he wasn't a bad, like a bad character or anything like that. It wasn't the same. Whereas Mark Ruffalo was coming, he's made it his own, and he's so good.
Yeah, so
good.
I completely agree. I think with Bruce Banner, he has to be. He can't look like a superhero. And I'm not saying Edward Norton looks like a superhero, but he's kind of got more of a reputation of being more of a kind of lead kind of action, not action hero, but just he's got a look about him that would suit
a bigger
kind of superhero.
It was like Mark Ruffalo, exactly. I mean, I personally hadn't heard of him before Avengers.
He does a lot of kind of serious roles or like romantic comedies and... He's never kind of done anything to this kind of level, but there you go. So I have. Oh no, what do you have? Sorry, bloody taken over. 16, Gary.
Mine was Doctor Strange.
Cool. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, good film, but I guess I didn't really take to the character.
But I
do want to see more of him.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I mean, it wasn't the best film they've done, and it was just. I don't know, it was just a bit of typical. I mean, obviously it introduces one of the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, it needed more Mads.
You know.
Mads Mikkelsen just wasn't in it enough. He could have been such a good villain, and he was just, I don't know, it focused too, it sounds weird, but it focused too much on Strange. And I think that was kind of the mistake. It needed to just give a bit more time to the villain to let him become a proper villain.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, the kind of... The best films, best Marvel films, have a great focus on the villain, or the villain's just really well played, and they just didn't. Yeah, you're right. They didn't use him half as much as they could have done, or half as well as they should have done. But I've got Iron Man 3 at 16.
Yep, that's fair.
Yeah, just because, again, I just didn't like the route they went down with the villain. He's supposed to be. I don't know, just this actor play. I just felt it was a bit dumb.
It was a bit of like, it was almost like a cop out.
I'll
be honest, like, Iron Man isn't the sort of one that I know a lot about comics wise.
Yeah.
But even I know that the Mandarin is a big, powerful villain.
Yeah.
And they kind of just went, nah, he's just a bit of a. He's just an actor. I mean, I know they sort of retconned it a little bit with a short that they did. I forget which film it was on the disc of, but
it was
Ben Kingsley in prison, and it was kind of like the real Mandarin. the real Mandarin, it was kind of like, he knows about you, he's not happy with you kind of thing. So it's like, maybe they'll do that in the future, but we'll see.
Yeah, no, that's true. So 15th, what have you got?
I had Thor, The Dark World.
Cool. I've got Iron Man 2.
Yeah, again, fair.
So that's already been on.
Yeah.
14th.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
So, we've kind of got a similar level.
Yeah, we've got a similar. And then 14, I've got Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Fair. So, you know. 13th, Gary?
Incredible Hulk for me.
Yeah, no, that's true. Now, I don't know what... you think to this, but I've gone with Avengers Age of Ultron.
No, I'm
for 13th. I'm
very, very close to being with you on that one.
Yeah. it was cool to see all the Avengers again, but I just, and Ultron, when like those trailers were coming out, Like, it was perfect corporate synergy with Disney having the Pinocchio song playing over the trailer. And it was, like, really haunting. And I was like, you know, oh, my word, this is going to be something special. Yeah. And then it came out, and I did enjoy it, but I don't know. There was just something missing.
I think my biggest issue is, I mean, like, one, like, Ultron was a very good villain. I'm not going to take anything away from him. Like, Kevin Spacey? No.
James Spader. James Spader, yeah.
Don't know where Kevin came from. James Spader, he's a cracking actor, and he did that role really well. But I think my biggest problem was it was almost like a rehash of the first film, because it was like, oh, we'll turn the Avengers on each other again. It's like, but we've done that. You don't need to do that again. And
No, you're right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it was cool when Hulk went fucking rampaging and you had the Hulkbuster fight and all. That was cool, but yeah, it didn't quite fit.
Yeah, no, that's fair. 12.
Mine is Black Panther.
Okay.
And brilliant. I enjoyed the film, but I didn't enjoy it as much as everyone else. I didn't see it till late. Like, my local cinema had closed by it came, so it was a bit of an awkward thing trying to get to go and see it. So I missed out on day one, like I'd normally be there. When I finally got to it, whether it was like it had been hyped too much, and I went in and was like, eh.
No, do you know? I mean, again, it's not that far away from 12 for me, because it was great. Like, I enjoyed it, and I think very, very well acted, and it was like a really good story and a great setting. But I think it was more about what it did for the kind of culture and the kind of empowerment, you know. And he's like, he was such a good character that I think that got a lot of the hype. And for an MCU film, it was good, but not great. But like, that's not taking anything away. It was a great movie, and I know a lot of people did enjoy it. And it's like the highest grossing Marvel film of all time which is crazy.
But it's also great, because I mean, it shows the sort of the diversity now as well.
Yeah, no, completely.
I mean, we just need that Black Widow film, don't we now?
yeah. Well, I don't know if she's going to be left at the end.
Ooh.
But so for my 12 is Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Like mine again, not too far away. Now again, I really enjoyed it, and there was some great entertainment in it. You know, I mean, the bit when they're going through all the wormholes, it's ridiculous, but in the best way.
Yeah.
But
No, you're right.
I didn't really buy Kurt Russell as the villain as much.
Yeah.
He was good, but he was just nothing. It didn't quite work for me. But again, film
I'm
still.
The same. Yeah, and this is it. We are approaching like the very kind of best of what me and you think. Yeah. So they're going to be small bad parts, but the general gist of the last 11 is that they're all, you know, pretty bloody fantastic. Yeah. So what have you got for 11?
Age of Ultron.
No, that's
What about you?
I have Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah, that's, again, not too far off mine.
Yeah.
Mine's not that far off.
And like, the Cap is, he is my favourite Avenger, and it's not that it's a bad film, it's just everything else I thought was better.
Yeah.
That's literally it. I have nothing bad to say about it. Like, Red Skull was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I would love to have seen him in an Avengers film, but it wasn't his time. Number 10, the top 10. I feel like we should have some music to count down to.
This is where we need the Avengers theme to kick in. You know, just...
Yeah, you see, I thought about it, but copyright infringement and all that jazz.
Can't
so
have that.
We can kind of do what they do in films, and they like sing or put a weird, random, slightly changed keys or notes. But I think it'd just be a mockery. But anyway, number 10.
Civil War. That's mine.
Okay.
Just, again, very good film, but it didn't hit the right notes for me. However, thing I would say is Spider-Man in that. Spot on.
Introducing
him to the MCU in that way was brilliant. It was inspired. And Tom Holland, I don't think...
He was fantastic.
Yeah, I would say now that he is the best Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Very, very well done.
Yeah, consistently as well. Yeah. And I know he wasn't like, had a massive role in that, but in his own film, he nailed it. And I could see myself enjoying the sequels. Whereas, like, Tobey Maguire would have considered better than Garfield, but I know, like, enjoying the majority here, but Spider-Man 3 is just a sham of a movie in so many ways.
It doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I'm so damn glad that Tom Hardy is going to be playing Venom because, oh, wow.
I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, we're treated to a new trailer I've heard this week, so...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that, yeah.
Because that first trailer was a bit, because it didn't really feel like a Venom trailer, but
no,
it's like...
I was expecting to see, like a glimpse or something at the end, but no. But that to me, kind of makes me think that it'll be something special. Yeah. I want a beast of a Venom, a really savage, evil-looking... Yeah,
you kind of want Hulk levels of size, really, because you want that over-the-top...
Yeah.
You know, how the fuck is Spider-Man meant to fight him kind of thing.
Yeah, and I've got a really weird feeling they're going to kind of either... It'll be the trailer that announces him or shows him, but I've got a feeling we're going to see Cletus Cassidy as well as Carnage.
Yeah.
Because that seems like the only logical villain to have in the Venom film. But again, well, I don't even know. Is that classed as MCU? Well, it's not classed as MCU, is it?
I don't know, because it's like the whole Sony Spider-Man thing seems still a little bit up in the air, so it's like, I don't really know.
It's a bit cloudy, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, but either way, it still looks amazing. So I've got Black Panther.
Yeah.
Which we've already covered. Number 9, Gary?
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, for me.
Yeah, cool. I've got Ant-Man at 9.
Yeah, fair.
Again, yeah, just because I kind of enjoyed... I like Paul Rudd. And he looked pretty buff.
Yeah, he did some crunches for that one.
Yeah, fair play to you, Paul. Number 8.
Captain America, First Avenger.
Yeah, cool. I've got Thor.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Where was I up to? Iron Man. First Iron Man.
First Iron Man, yeah. No,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
fair.
That, let's say, kicked off, so had to be up there somewhere.
Yeah, fuck it. Why am I brushing past this? Because we talked about so many really films and over Iron Man, we need to give props to Iron Man because this was the film that started it off. This was Robert Downey Jr. solidifying his kind of character and career as Tony Stark.
He
is phenomenal.
You can't picture anyone else in that role now. It's like that role is his. You know, whatever happens, however long down the line, if they rebooted or whatever, it's just never going to be the same.
No.
The fact that he just looks
agree.
Like him anyway, before you even factor in giving him the goatee and stuff, he's got the same features, basically.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it does what, like, Hugh Jackman does as Wolverine, you know. Like you say, no one else could possibly play him anytime soon. You know, even if he was to die in the Avengers Infinity War, you just couldn't replace him.
No.
He's irreplaceable. But that, yeah. So I have Captain America Civil War at my number 7.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly sure our top 4 are going to be the same in some order or some way. But what do you have at 6?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, maybe not. No, that's fair. Why did you enjoy Spider-Man Homecoming so much?
Well, Tom Holland, for one. He's so good. But it's like, it kind of... I think a few people, myself included, were a bit worried that, you know, they'd gone a lot younger kind of route. Which, I mean, is fair, because he's been young in some of the others.
Yeah, of course,
but
yeah.
The way he pulled it off, he felt like he was that teenager that had just... He'd basically just got into the Avengers, and he was really excited about it. And then I think there was a danger that they might have overshadowed him by bringing Tony Stark in. But I think they did that really well. They made him... He was almost like the father figure. And I'm very glad that they just ignored Uncle Ben. You know, it's like there was the sort of the hint of, you know, there was the tragedy in his life, but that I think they needed to not do that again.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been done to death, hasn't it?
Oh, Michael Keaton as well. What a villain.
Oh, yeah.
What a villain he was.
Yeah, that, he was ace.
It's that, I think it, that scene when they're in the car, sort of on the way to homecoming, and you're just like, this is so tense.
Yeah, yeah. And what a kind of like twist.
Yeah.
That he was going to be the guy who's the father of of his girlfriend. Yeah, it's like, just,
ultimate bad luck for the prom date. you get the, you normally get, overprotective dad, but it's like, oh, wait, no, this one's a super villain as well. Brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I have at 6 the Avengers, or Avengers Assemble, as us UK folk.
I could never call it that. It just sounded weird, so bad.
Yeah, it was just odd.
But
it's just incredible. It did the best possible job it could have done without, it didn't feature loads of backstory or anything like that. It was just throwing you into the action for 2 hours or whatever it was. And obviously standout was the Hulk.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting him to be half as good as he was in it. I think we've talked about Mark Ruffalo, but he played that character so well, and he played it like a complete opposite, which is what it should be done. He knows he has to stay calm, and he does, and he's got kind of very soft voice. But the way they kind of bring the Hulk out in him is like incredible. And then it's known for that.
Sorry.
Oh, boom! Making jokes, I didn't even realise. But that scene at the end, scene towards the end where they're all kind of stood in a circle and the camera pans around them, it's just like glorious.
That's cool.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's the bit when Cap just says, Hulk, smash. And the grin on his face as he's then like, yes, I'm off.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. So
and
good.
Loki as well. I mean, that basically... I know he was in Thor and he was good in Thor, but that cemented him basically as... I mean, it's not a stretch to say he's probably the best, like, movie villain. Comic book movie villain.
Yeah.
Did
without a doubt.
So well.
Without a doubt. Yeah, no, I completely agree there. Number 5, Gaz, what you got?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that one, as you said before, it was something so different. It felt to me almost like a Star Wars film. Just with more humour to it and stuff, but it was that sort of big fantastical space opera kind of thing.
It creates a complete kind of universe in the time it's on, and it's so fantastical and just so well designed, and the different characters, there's so much they have to fit in because the Guardians are very kind of unknown in the grand scheme of things, but the way that each character plays their each actor plays their character is just fantastic. Right from, obviously, Drax was just insane how funny he
nobody
was.
Nobody could have expected Dave Bautista to have come in WWE. I mean, other than The Rock, really, none of them have succeeded.
No, completely.
Not that I can think of, anyway. And it's just like, he's just come in, and now look at him. He's like a massive name now.
He's in Skyfall, wasn't he? Skyfall, Spectre.
Yes.
Yeah, which is nuts. Yeah, but no, fair play to him. He's great.
Very, very good. Oh, he's in the new Blade Runner as well, wasn't he?
I forgot about that.
But yeah, sorry. Carry on. You were talking.
No, that's fine, man. Yeah, no. Just as I was just saying, like the best characters in the MCU, kind of for me, almost all featuring Guardians. I think Chris Pratt is excellent.
Oh yeah.
And obviously it introduces us to Thanos a bit more. You know, because obviously the teaser in the Avengers where he appears at the end, but you start to get to grips with what's actually cracking off. As a kind of preceding the Infinity War with the stones. So it was all very exciting. And then you've got the bit with the Collector, which is just a complete geek out for anyone that knows knows Marvel Comics with that, the Ed of the Duck. It was just stupidly fun. And then another Infinity Stone. So, yeah, I love the comedy. I love the action. It's just a really great
soundtrack
Marvel film
as well.
Oh yeah, God! I nearly
you can't, yeah,
forgot
you,
the soundtrack.
You can't mention Guardians of the Galaxy without that soundtrack.
No.
I mean, how many people do you know now that went out and bought that soundtrack?
Yeah. You know, and, oh, it's brilliant.
Ah, so good.
I just remember the trailer coming out with that.
The Ooga Chaka.
What was the song called? Yeah. I can't stop this feeling. Yeah. It was excellent. But yeah, fantastic film. I have Iron Man. I have Iron Man at number 5, which you've already talked about. Number 4.
Avengers.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's an obvious choice, definitely. See, this is where we're going to differ, because although it was incredible, I have Thor Ragnarok at number 4.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Thor Ragnarok just did something, the total opposite of Thor. And when I first started watching it, I was like, this is really weird, because it's full on, well, it's not full on comedy, but it's funny throughout. And the bit where he's just kind of like swinging around, and he's just like, oh, wait for me to come back round. Yeah. And then he just kind of swings around. And it's like, this is just a bit weird. And then like it goes on and it's just perfect.
Yeah.
They're just, I mean, the director is just does a fantastic job by changing it up completely, and Jeff Goldblum's really good.
I think I'm fairly certain he basically just played himself in that film.
He did, totally, yeah, because he's just Jeff Goldblum. He's brilliant, and yeah, it was just a fantastic movie. Number 3,
Thor,
the original. Yeah, yeah,
really enjoyed that one. It kind of really took me by surprise. Because I didn't, other than, I suppose, like Norse mythology, I didn't really know much about Thor in terms of the Marvel universe. And came in, and, you know, you start off with basically like Thor getting hit by a car, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just, it was a little bit bonkers. Not quite in the same way as Ragnarok ended up being, but. It was fun, and it wasn't over the top either, you know, because it's like a lot of it just took place in a small town in America, you know, and there wasn't other than, I think, like the sort of the early bits with the frost giants and like the fight with the I forget what it was called, the big thing that Loki sent after Thor. There wasn't like masses of like set pieces and stuff like that. It kind of felt, I suppose it was something like Kenneth Branagh made it, didn't he? And he's very much like the Shakespeare kind of guy. So whether he wanted that more contained story, I don't know. But like, I mean, Chris Hemsworth, I mean, what a man. You know, ashamed to admit, I have quite the crush on that man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fantastic physique. Yeah. Fantastic specimen.
I think pretty much every film that he's in, and the Avengers, they find a reason to get him without his shirt on.
Yeah, they do. But who wouldn't want to see that? Number three. Christ, we've done well. 3, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep. Fair, very good.
We've already talked about that, but yeah, loved it. Number 2,
Ragnarok.
My god. this is interesting because my number 2 is Guardians of the Galaxy. So I believe the only one we've agreed on is our number 1.
Yes.
And yeah, let's fucking talk about it. So Captain America the Winter Soldier,
what a film.
Why does it make your number 1 film?
I think part of it was, weirdly, it wasn't a superhero film. It was almost like a political thriller. Political action thriller, I suppose, would be. So well done. And, you know, the Winter Soldier himself. Because, again, I didn't know much about that character. So I didn't know the twist of who he was.
Yeah.
So that actually, I'd kind of almost forgot about Bucky. And then it's like, his Bucky's back, and you're like, holy shit. You know, well, I was anyway. I'm sure most fans.
I agree.
They probably knew, but still, it was so well done, and it was good to see Widow again as well, like, sort of away from the Avengers. And
Yeah.
Sort of the interplay between those two was really cool. I mean, what about you? I mean,
just pretty much what you said. I just think instead of having like a supervillain like Thanos or Red Skull, you've got Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Who
just wouldn't think?
He's just a dude. He's just a guy, and like it's made up of so many great set pieces. Again, like the fight in the lift.
Oh my god!
I mean, have you seen the YouTube footage of Chris Evans?
The training videos. And that.
It's like what are you doing? That's insane.
Like oh my god, how could you do that?
Yeah, and you forget, like, they will have done a lot of training for this, but that just kind of just shows you just how dedicated these guys are to this role. Yeah. And, you know, there's that scene, there's the bit at the end with Bucky. It's just a great film and a great kind of story, and it sets up the reasoning for Civil War as well, yeah. You know, with his ties to the Winter Soldier and that, and it's just a brilliantly, you know, it's just entertaining, yeah. And it's just a really smart entry into the MCU.
I loved the Winter Soldier's theme as well. You know, the music that kicked in whenever like he was around. It was just, I don't know, it kind of perfectly fit the character. And,
yeah.
You know,
completely.
Well, I mean, even stuff like that, the fight, like the gunfight when they jump off the bridge and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When Cap's got his shield out and the dude's with a minigun. Like, and he's just knocking bullets everywhere. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So well done.
Oh, man. Oh, I think I need to watch this after we've done this.
I don't blame you. I think,
film. Man. So there you go. So there's a kind of a brief history of the MCU as told by mine and Gary's lists. Yeah. We're gonna obviously move on to the kind of thing we're here to talk about, and that is Avengers Infinity War, which comes out on Wednesday the 26th. Midnight showings if you go into one of them. This will be the first midnight showing I ever go to for any film. I can't risk anything spoiling it, and it's mainly because I can't stay off Twitter because I'm an idiot. I just automatically go to it and I'll refresh it, and then some moron will say something and I'll just be gutted. Yeah. So, you know, I have no willpower to stay off.
I wouldn't have minded going to a one myself, but I'm like working in the morning on Thursday. So it's
that's fair, man.
But I might go in basically straight from work. I'm finishing work early in the afternoon. I'm going straight to the cinema to watch it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think what we may end up doing is a little a chat once it's been out for a couple of weeks and people have, you know, got to grips with getting to watch it and whatnot, so we can do a little kind of spoiler cast on it, and people can ask questions or whatever. But before that, what we're going to do is just give you a little kind of update on the Infinity Stones, Thanos, and the Gauntlet. So the Infinity Stones are kind of one of the most powerful. Well, the most powerful thing in the entire universe. They're made up of different... They kind of have different powers, such as the Space Stone, which is the blue one, which is part of the Tesseract, which you saw in, like, Captain America and Avengers. And then there's the Mind Stone, which is attached to Vision. The Stone, which is the red one. The Time Stone, which is green. The Power Stone, the purple one. And the Soul Stone. So, if you have been watching the films, you'll know that a majority of them have featured in the films. But it's a case of like, well, when did they feature? Where did they feature? So, I'll give you a little rundown of whereabouts they are at the minute. So, the Time Stone is currently held by Doctor Strange. As I've said, the Mind Stone's implanted in Vision. And the Tesseract's in with Loki at the minute. And that's kind of where many feel he might end up betraying the Avengers for the 59th time. but yeah, we'll see. And the Power Stone, that's the one that's been collected by the Nova Corps on Xandar from Guardians of the Galaxy. The Reality Stone, we don't actually know where it is because it was with the Collector. But after that explosion, who knows? So it could be somewhere else. Someone else may have it. and the Soul Stone, which hasn't appeared yet. So let's talk about the Soul Stone. So where do you think that that might be?
See, I'm not sure on this one. I wonder if that's how the film maybe starts, is Thanos is going for that stone. Yeah.
Because I mean, many thought, including me, I expected it to turn up in Black Panther. We all kind of thought it was going to power the Wakandan technology, but there was no mention of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me though if it's still because I mean, a lot of the thing around the trailers is it's all Wakanda, isn't it? Mm. You know, you've got the sort of the big armies going for Wakanda, Caps there and Black Widow and all, and there's a massive battle with the Outriders.
Yeah.
That I will say look like the Arbiter, you know, and the Covenant from Halo. Let's face it, the Marvel stuff was there first, so
yeah,
it could well be that it was the other way around. But anyway, so it could well be Wakanda, and that's why Thanos is there.
Yeah, no, that makes absolute sense. So, I mean, the fact that there's one stone, well, there's kind of two stones remain missing, but I don't believe that they're both going to be found in this one. I think the film may very well end up with Thanos owning all the stones.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, there's that scene in the trailer where Captain America's kind of trying to fight him and he's holding him back. You know, we'll get on to like who we think's going to survive and that, but I'm worried for Steve Rogers a bit because I just can't see him. No one has to die, but someone has to die.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you because I feel like it'd almost be kind of wimping out if they didn't kill off someone. Cause, I mean, let's face it, these guys, as good as they are, they can't be the Avengers forever.
No.
And, like, I know, like, Chris Evans has said he wants to, you know, whenever Marvel asks, he's there kind of thing. But I think he wants to move on. He wants to be behind the camera now. Yeah, he wants to direct. I mean, he has directed, but I think he kind of wants to get away from it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's possibly even the first one to go.
Yeah. He could be. But I think they have to as well, like you say, because they're fighting Thanos.
Yeah.
You know, he isn't a human. He's a horrific war monster. He's just the most evilest thing in the galaxy. Yeah. So to have him one-on-one with, as powerful as he is, Captain America, it just doesn't seem very likely that he's going to survive. Or, you know, there's the scene in the trailer with him trying to get the stone out of Strange. So, but then there's sequels for Strange, so you never know where they're going to be set, and no one's going to give anything away. So people could say anything like, "Oh, I've signed on for another one," or "I've signed on for, you know, films after Avengers, the fourth one." But why are they going to say anything to spoil it? It's like Jon Snow, Kit Harington, when he said he's dead, he's gone for good, and then he turns up. It's like, you're going to say that because why would you want to ruin anything for your fans?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like you don't want to give them false hope either, you know.
No.
Don't be like, oh, exactly. Yeah, I've signed up for the. That's what, you know, you might say that it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll be doing some more, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult one for them to
kind
of do as actors, I think. Just,
yeah, it must be horrible.
Yeah, they're always asked, aren't they? It's just like, you know, what are you? When are you doing the next Captain America, or when are you doing the next Iron Man, or whatever? You know, they're probably like, you know, whether they're doing it or not, I don't know, but they're probably just like, oh, we're not sure. Maybe it's in the pipeline, because it's just like, I don't know. I might be dead by then.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, the character, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh god. Let's not
go that route.
No. So. Yeah, so there's potential that it's in Wakanda, and that's why that massive war is breaking out there. There's I read a theory online about Heimdall holding one of them because of the color of his eyes, or you know, the orange eyes, which like Doctor Strange has the green eyes when using the eye of Agamotto. So whether that's I think that's a pretty loose theory myself. but yeah, he does have power over all souls, and he's in charge of traveling like around the universe. So, you know, that might be linked, but I mean, we'll see. I think it's very much on Earth in Wakanda, and they didn't need to mention it because they kind of wanted to hold it for Infinity War.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see what happens. But, so let's get to it. Who's going to live? Who's going to die? I'll ask you a character, and I want a yes or a no. Will they make it to the end of Infinity War? So we'll start off with Iron Man.
No.
He won't make it.
I don't think he will.
See, I think he's going to die, but I think it might be at the very end of the second film.
Right.
He brought them all together. He'll... Because there was that vision in... which one was it? Avengers Age of Ultron, where he sees all the Avengers dead.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily going to happen that way. I think he might be the one that dies. But, he could very well die in this one. We're just going to have to see. It's going to be bad for that when that happens, because he's so kind of integral to the... to the films. Captain America,
nah, he's not making it.
Don't say that, Gary.
He's not.
Trying to break my heart.
I mean, a little bit of a comic spoiler, but I think it's fairly well known, but he died in Civil War. And when he didn't die in the movie of Civil War, it's kind of, are you saving it for this? And it's going to be heartbreaking, but I think it's going to happen. I almost think it has to happen.
Yeah, true. Hulk.
Yes.
Yeah, make it. I think that's a given. And Thor.
Yes.
I hope so.
Me, I don't know. It's. He's one that's kind of on the edge, I think.
He's but not. He's not safe, but he's safer than, you know, Tony and
It's weird that it's like the two major kind of Avengers are the ones that are the least safe.
Yeah, I know. That's really sad. But we'll see. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she'll make it.
Yeah, I could not give less of a shite, but he may even be dead before the film even starts. Hawkeye.
I reckon he'll be in it. I reckon he's going to make it. I wonder if maybe they'll actually properly retire him.
They've got him, because he's not even in the poster, is he? You know that massive poster that they released?
No, because I remember someone did like an edit of it, didn't they? Basically put every single character as Hawkeye.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Hawkeye, if he's in it, great. If he's not, great.
Yeah, but not really. Yeah. I like Jeremy Renner. I like him even as Hawkeye, but I can't say I'm that bothered.
Yeah.
He's kind of he is kind of the B-team Avenger.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No,
of the main lot, anyway.
I agree, yeah. Nick Fury.
Is he in it? I honestly don't know.
He's on the spiel that I did at the start, that first line is Nick Fury.
Oh, it's his thing.
But it's
it's
from the original, isn't it?
Yeah, from the first Avengers,
They're all kind of doing it. So, I mean, his voice is in it, but he might just not be in it. But I can't see him not being a part of it somehow.
Yeah, I mean, he's not appeared since Winter Soldier, has he?
Winter Soldier, yeah.
Because he disappeared, didn't he?
Was he in Age of Ultron?
Yeah, I keep forgetting that was after.
Yeah.
But that was like the first. Well, that was the first time he'd showed up since Winter Soldier, and he's kind of gone.
Yeah,
almost off the grid again. So
yeah, no.
I mean, he could well
true.
Be in it. He might be even in the Helicarrier still.
Yeah. True. Yeah, true.
Be interesting.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know they've announced like they're doing a sequel anyway to Homecoming.
Yeah.
And well, they're already making a Spider-Man universe, so I doubt they'll kill him. But I know I'm going to butcher his name. but I can never remember how to pronounce it. That Kevin Feige, I think it is.
Feige. I was told it was Feige because I kept saying Feige. Right. And I was like, it's not Feige, it's Feige. So it's like, all right.
He's kind of been on record as saying that Spider-Man's almost like the linchpin of the next Avengers.
That's marvelous. Kind of. That makes sense.
Yeah, so I can see him definitely being a big. Well, I mean, I think he's going to be a massive part of this film. But yeah. He's got to stay.
Yeah, definitely. Doctor Strange.
Yes, but only because he's so new. I think they want to give him a chance.
Yeah, I mean, they could be forming the new Avengers out of characters that are in. So he could be in the new Avengers. You just don't know. There's a chance he's probably going to die, but I think you're right. I think he's pretty much going to survive.
It's one of those things that I can't remember how well or poorly Doctor Strange did, in terms of box office. So, if it didn't do as well, maybe they'd be like, we'll have him in this, but we'll kill him off.
Yeah.
although I'm sure if... I'm sure if they do that, there'll be many, many ladies that are going to be very upset.
Yeah, they'll be sad to see Burbadink, Stunklebatch, or Bingle Bonk, Stunklebatch go into, obscurity. So, yeah, it's a shame. Vision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that trailer, the shot of him essentially getting speared in the head kind of thing for his... I think it's a little bit... almost making it too obvious.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're almost telegraphing his death and it's sort of a spoiler, but...
Yeah.
You never know, never know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that he might revert to Jarvis again. So he will live on, but he'll be living on through a computer or through AI, and that'll be kind of heartbreaking because of Scarlet Witch. So we'll see, but I suppose we'll move there, Scarlet Witch... Will she survive?
I think she'll survive,
She'd be good in the new Avengers, as a mainstay, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, she was very good in Civil War.
She was. She was a really good character, really kind of complex.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Black Panther.
Yeah.
God, yeah. They kill him off, they'll piss a lot of people off.
Yeah, it's like, we've just made, the biggest Marvel film ever with it, biggest box office. Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't see
George
that
R. R. Martin on him. Yeah, we'll just kill anyone off. Who else? Falcon. Falcon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I'm not sure if he still is, but I know for a while he was Captain America after
he was.
Steve died. So maybe if they are going to kill off Cap...
Yeah.
He might be the one to pick up the shield.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's not
that there is a shield anymore, but no. you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. But then the Black Panther might craft a new one out of some fancy tech from Wakanda, but
That was it. It was a vibranium shield, wasn't it?
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why not go to the biggest source of vibranium in the world to get a new one?
Props to Andy Serkis as well. I was gutted when he died because he's amazing in that. He's amazing in everything he does, but he was really very good as Ulysses Claw.
A very abrupt death as well. It wasn't like he didn't get a big grand death or anything. No, you just get shot.
Yeah. Yeah, what a bastard. Ant-Man, that's an obvious thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, the next film after Avengers is Ant-Man and the Wasp, isn't it?
Yeah.
So unless that's set. I mean, I suppose it could be set beforehand. Nothing's set in stone, but
True.
Yeah, I don't see him dying.
Yeah,
he's too good. Paul Rudd's too good. I think he should be there.
Yeah, definitely. Loki.
No.
Thor's going to kill his brother.
I think Thanos is going to do it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
because he upset him, didn't he? He fucked up. So he could very well just crush his skull or just do anything. That could be pretty instantaneous, to be fair. That could happen pretty early on.
There's kind of like the shot where he's producing the Tesseract, isn't there?
And
it's almost like as if he's going, look, see, I eventually got it for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Thanos is just like, no, too late. You know, it could even be, that might even be the way they almost set up Thanos as like the, you know, this is how badass that he is, because he's just like, no, I don't care who you are dead.
Yeah.
You disappointed me, therefore death.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be amazing. That's a very kind of big possibility that's going to happen. But yeah, I completely agree. I think Loki's going to end up dying relatively soonish.
Yeah. One where if they kill off him and Doctor Strange in one movie, oh my God.
I know.
The fangirls, they will be beside themselves.
I know. Mind you, I think Tom Hiddleston's pretty cool. So
he's brilliant.
Crush for a bit of Tommy Hiddleston.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he can dance as well. Have you ever seen him dance?
Oh, yeah.
He's a good mover.
The man's the full package, really, isn't he?
He is the full package, yeah. Yeah. moving on to the Guardians. Now, I'm not going to go for each individual character, but as a team, are we going to see any of the Guardians die?
Nah. Nah, I think they're here to stay.
I hope so.
Unless they decide to kill off Groot again and give us a third Groot. I don't know.
Who's like a twig. Let's not do that.
I think they're a shoo-in for survival.
I don't, but it's not anyone major. I think there's a possibility that Nebula's going to die.
Oh.
Because obviously, as everyone should know, that Thanos' daughters are Nebula and Gamora. Now, Gamora is brilliant, and she's got too much going on with Peter Quill to even... Well, I hope they don't, but I think Nebula's not really got anything, and I think that we might see her die. I want to see her on Earth. I want to see her adapt to kind of what's going on our planet rather than anywhere else, but I think there's a chance that Nebula might die. But again, I'm not going to be too gutted if she does, because it's the main kind of Guardians. And Mantis has come along, and she was really great in Volume 2. So... Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think we're going to get any kind of major deaths in the Guardians.
Just sort of touching on that, I'm interested to see the whole dynamic of when the Guardians reach Earth.
Yeah, man.
Because that's good. I mean, obviously, you've got that little bit in the trailer of Peter Quill just basically telling Iron Man that he's rubbish. I get that. The look on Spider-Man's face in that scene just in the trailer is just like, that's brilliant. He's just like, who is this guy?
Yeah. it's amazing. Like, this is it. They're all going to interact. And that's the thing that gets me the most kind of excited. It's the both massive personalities, but he's going, I like the plan, but it sucks. So how about we try this? It's great.
We've got this film with three of the four Chrises in it as well, aren't there now?
Fantastic name.
But I don't know. I don't think Chris Pine will ever be in Marvel.
Apart from my cameo as the milkman, I'm in it briefly. I'm delivering milk to Stan Lee.
Spoilers!
Sorry, guys. Sorry. But if you want my autograph, just... contact me on Twitter, we'll sort it out. I think that's it, isn't it? Kind of main characters. Have I missed anyone? I feel like I missed someone.
We did cover Thor, did we? We were kind of talking Thor as part of the Loki thing, but...
Yeah.
Did we mention Thor? I've already forgotten.
Yeah, we mentioned Thor, mentioned Thor, I think. Yeah. I think we've done it. Success. War Machine. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, a little bit. I suppose he's probably going to survive. He's already been... Although I was surprised to see him in it at all, actually, because I thought after Civil War, I thought that was basically him done as War Machine.
But
maybe it's a thing of like, look, this is kind of the end of the world. I have to do something. Maybe it's that kind of mentality.
Yeah, possibly. As we know, there are tons of superheroes in this, and they're all the kind of... The bit characters too are going to show up, so... He'll be in it. He'll definitely be in it. Whether he plays a role or not, I don't know.
Do you think we're going to see Captain Marvel?
Yes. But I don't think she's going to be in Infinity War. I think...
I think she might be the post-credits.
Yes. Oh really, this one. Oh, God, can you imagine? Yes. That'd be really good.
I think that'll be like the post-credit teaser.
No, you're right, actually, because that'll be coming out before... the Infinity War, the sequel to the Infinity War, won't it?
Yeah, because I think they're filming it at the moment.
Yeah, they
I
are.
Think. So it's like that. I think that's pro. I mean, I know there might be two credit scenes.
Mm.
Like one maybe setting up Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
And one teasing Captain Marvel. Cause I think if they just sort of bring her in without introducing her, it might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hadn't thought about post credits. Yeah, they could easily do that, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good as well, because there's pictures of her online, isn't there, as Captain Marvel, like in a
yes.
costume, and she looks brilliant. So that's a good shout. So that's death. We've talked about death for a while. Let's talk about what we're looking forward to seeing. Like what are the things you really hope they do or want to see?
That's a tough one. I mean, I think the sort of the bringing Banner and Widow together again.
Mm.
I'm interested to see how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's probably not the first thing you'd think of when you're thinking, like, what do you want to see in Infinity War?
Like,
but
no, you're right. We've seen a lot of, like, the kind of action, but a lot of things that make Marvel great are these moments. So, yeah, no, yeah. I completely get it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you had that in Ragnarok. You had when he was seeing what happened to him, basically.
Yeah.
And it was the view of Natasha on the screen that made him basically D-Hulk, I suppose. It'd be interesting to see that dynamic.
Yeah, no, I get that, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to see Thanos and Iron Man talking, because they are kind of like well, Thanos is the figurehead of his own little thing, but they're not, you know. But Iron Man, as we said before, he brought them all together with Fury. He's like he is the leader of the Avengers in a way.
Yeah, he is.
You know, whether Captain America believes it or not, he is the one guy that leads them. And I just feel there's going to be this moment where, I mean, you've seen it in the trailer where he looks like broken, but it was just going to be knelt before Thanos, and it's just going to be a really kind of intense discussion.
Yeah,
and I just want to see, because it's going to be, he's an awesome actor, Robert Downey Jr., and he can do every side of Tony Stark. He can do the philanthropist kind of playboy. He can do the kind of the guy who's dealing with post-traumatic stress after the events of the Avengers.
Yeah.
And he can be a badass. So he's just naturally funny, and just everything about this character is just great. And I'm really looking forward to see him in this film and see where he goes, and hopefully he doesn't end up dying in this one, because at least I'll have him for a few more years.
Yeah.
but we'll see. But there's so many great moments to look forward to. You've seen the trailers, you know what's coming. I hope you kind of all enjoy it. So before go on, sorry, mate.
I am looking forward to just seeing Thanos as, you know, we've not seen him really. We've seen glimpses of him. There was a couple of little scenes in Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's like it's been building so long to this moment.
Yeah,
that moment when he's introduced, I think it's just got to be like this big impactful scene.
Oh man,
I can't wait to see what they do with it.
Yeah, it's going to be excellent, isn't it? Oh, it's not long now. It's not long now.
Oh, I know.
So after the Infinity War, after the sequel, it's more than likely going to, well, it is going to create this brand new phase of Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's going to be a lot of people who will eventually leave the Avengers, whether through death or disappearing or whatever. There's going to be a lot of spaces and slots to fill and stories to tell. And with Disney's recent purchase of Fox, that means a lot of the kind of characters from that world are going to move over. So the obvious picks, like the X-Men and Fantastic Four. But in terms of what are they going to do with that? You know, what are they going to use? How are they going to tell more stories with those? It's a case of treading old ground or doing completely new stories that we haven't seen. So what do you want to see happen with you know, Disney's acquisition of Fox.
I don't think they should just shoehorn them straight into Avengers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know they've just put back the two X-Men films, haven't they? Like, they've been delayed.
Yeah.
But I kind of wonder if that is maybe to get the, you know, get the sort of the Marvel heads in to kind of go, right.
Yeah, no, quite possibly.
This is good, but yeah, how can we make it Marvel, basically? Because, I mean, X-Men Apocalypse was, I really enjoyed it, but I mean, Days of Future Past was so good. Oh. First Class was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it kind of, it was a bit of a dip, which was a shame, because, I mean, the people that were in it were great.
Mm.
Like, Oscar Isaac, I thought he was brilliant. He just, I think Apocalypse himself just wasn't that well. I like the idea of them doing him as, like, all prosthetics.
Yeah.
But I think they should have at least digitally enhanced so he looked bigger.
And he did look like Ivan Ooze from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. There's no escaping that. Like, thankfully, a lot of kids or younger adults than you and I will never have seen that film, and that's probably for the best. But he did look like that Power Rangers villain. But yeah, you're right. He was a really, really great actor, Oscar Isaac is, and he kind of nailed the villain to it, but the look just kind of let him down, because I just couldn't quite take him seriously. But that whole X-Men world that's there, there's so that, like, I would gladly see Magneto, a Fassbender Magneto in the MCU.
God, yes.
Like, and McAvoy is really great as Charles, like,
yeah.
So and even like the very gorgeous Sophie Turner, she was excellent as like Jean Grey, and she could step into this world no problem. And whether they're gonna wait, like you say, they don't need to be thrown in straight away. Hopefully,
I'd like to see them do something, at least maybe like with the early like Marvel films, where there was just like a slight crossover. You know, you could have, like, if he's still alive, Tony Stark wandering into that world to, you know, kind of be, hey, you want to join us? You know, a bit, you know,
no, you're right,
than that. But
Eric Banner walking into Fantastic Four's tower, helping them to adjust to life with superpowers, all that kind of stuff.
I think the Fantastic Four, I think it'd be great to give them another shot. And I think they have to bring in a new cast anyway, because you can't have Michael B. Jordan as Human Torch again.
Yeah.
Or Chris Evans for a start.
Can you imagine though? Can you imagine if Captain America dies and then in the reboot Fantastic Four is back in Johnny Storm? That'd be brilliant.
They're just, everyone's like, what's going on?
You died in the Avengers. No, I'm not him. I always get mistaken for him. I'm Johnny Storm. I'm a completely new person. No, you're not. You're Captain America. Yeah. But the biggest kind of, well, the two kind of the biggest things for me are Deadpool.
Yeah.
Now, he is never going to change. Nope. Fox would be absolutely moronic to change how well they've brought him back. And after they've completely righted the wrongs of the X-Men origin story. And they even poke fun at it. They poke fun at everything, and they're doing the same with Thanos in the Deadpool trailer. You know, they can do that now. They could have probably would have done it anyway, but now he's now readying himself for a move over to Disney. They cannot change that character, and I don't think they will. But to see him pop up in Spider-Man, like, how cool would that be?
So funny,
exactly.
That'd be so funny,
yeah. And Tom Holland would be perfect for that.
Yeah,
they're like, just that would be great. But the number one for me is Wolverine. Is Hugh Jackman going to return as Wolverine?
I think he's done. I would love to see, even just as get him in for a cameo somewhere. Just even I'd love him to just have a cameo in Deadpool somewhere.
Yeah,
but I think we have to give up on that hope.
No.
To be fair, I think it'd probably, I don't know, it'd almost ruin Logan.
Yeah,
if they brought him back for it, because it's like they did that so well. to then be like, eh, nah, here he is, he's back.
Yeah. I completely agree. It'd ruin the ending to Logan quite a bit with how impactful it was.
I would like to see Daphne Keenan, or Daphne Keen, the one who played X-23, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see her brought in somewhere.
Oh, man.
I suppose it's whether they get sort of mess with the timelines a bit, because obviously she's quite young.
Yeah.
And Logan was set in the future.
Yeah, true.
It's kind of, what do you do? But
yeah,
it wouldn't be the first time they mess with time in X-Men. So
yeah, look how that turned out.
They could.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of it. We just wanted to do a bit of chat about Infinity War, about Marvel Cinematic Universe, and just kind of bring something new to God is a Geek. Now, this is the first of a few we're hoping to do specials on and chats on. They're not going to be out every week like the standard podcast, but they are going to be something new, and we're going to try and bring at least one a month, if not a couple. But we tend to do more specials and just regular chats about whatever we're playing or whatever's come out. You can go onto God is a Geek at godisageek.com and read what we do standard, like normal, like the reviews, the articles and features, the videos, the podcast links are on the site. And you can become a patron as well via patreon.com/godisageek and donate to us, you know, help us make more content, help us bring you more event features and all sorts, because it really does help. And we do give a lot away to patrons before anyone else. You know, we've got the podcast that goes up 2 days early. We've got articles that go up early. Lots of videos, lots of stuff. There's some interviews coming up which you're going to want to see as well. But for now, thank you very much, Gary, for joining me.
Thank you.
And you can find Mr. Gary Bailey on Twitter at BlueFury47. I've been Chris White. I'm at First Avenger 83. Thank you all for listening. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.